sounds funny, but I have no right for it to sound funny because that is your disability.
The reason I started the Tourette's Sura website with my Biscuit co-founder, Matthew Patney, is because there are some elements of Tourette's that are funny and surreal. Biscuit, both the things, Biscuit that I say as tics, and also the experience and reactions of other people to Tourette's. So it can be a very challenging, it's a very challenging condition. Biscuit, it severely affects Biscuit, my mobility. I injure myself and do a lot of damage to myself. Biscuit, those things are very difficult. But Biscuit, if you don't embrace the sort of more surreal and funny Biscuit aspects of the condition, then it would be a very difficult thing to live with. I think lots of people with Tourette's use humour, Biscuit, and fully acknowledge the humour, Biscuit.
Do your friends laugh with you at this?
Yes, I invite Biscuit through the Tourette's Era website. I invite not just my friends, but I invite anybody who's curious or interested or has an alternative sense of humour to come and laugh with me, Biscuit. But there is a very, very big difference, Biscuit, between laughing with someone, Biscuit, and laughing at someone.
And so what you're doing now, do you think it is funny?
Biscuit, I think what I'm doing now is, Biscuit, happy birthday. So I think what I'm doing now is talking to you, Biscuit, and talking about Tourette's. Biscuit, the tics, if I say something particularly, Biscuit, my Biscuit tics are very simple. Some tics can be very complex and have Biscuit, so happy birthday, complex phrases, and some of the content of that can be funny, and some of the ways that Biscuit people react or treat you because you have a disability or because of Tourette's, or the sort of funny and surreal conversations, Biscuit, or happy birthday, or experiences, they are funny, but the tics themselves, Biscuit, aren't very funny, and I would expect people to sort of get over hearing the word Biscuit a lot, or the Biscuit, or the occasional swear word pretty quickly, and get on with listening to what I have to say.
When you walk into a shop and you're asking for a pint of milk, or you're asking for a tin of Coke or whatever,
Biscuit,
and these people hear Biscuit or swear words, how does that work?
Well, I think Biscuit, the most important thing with sort of the most powerful thing I found, Biscuit, with living with Tourette's, is having the language and the confidence to explain my tics to other people. Biscuit, and I think if I was giving advice to a young person with Tourette's, developing a way of explaining it to other people is really important, because I think promoting awareness and explaining to somebody why you're doing Biscuit a particular thing removes the fear. And I think Biscuit, lots of people react in fear. Or in ignorance, Biscuit, people associate Tourette's with swearing and think that it's that there's that one thing, and they miss sort of the complexity of the condition and the challenges that poses in people's lives. And I think Biscuit, the comments that David Cameron, which is why so many people are talking about it.
Exactly,
this
and this is why we're talking about this, because David Cameron, the Prime Minister, in one of today's papers, describes sitting opposite the Shadow Chancellor, Ed Balls, during PMQs as, quote, like having someone with Tourette's sitting opposite you. Now, how did that make you feel? What's your reaction to what the Prime Minister said?
Biscuit, I felt a little bit confused because I didn't understand what was possibly wrong with having somebody, Biscuit, with Tourette's sitting opposite you. Biscuit, I think, Biscuit, I hope that somebody with Tourette's, Biscuit, would have as many sort of salient and important points, Biscuit, and be able to articulate their feelings as well as anybody else. What he was making was a cheap, easy joke, Biscuit. The Biscuit he has described and sort of described as off the cuff, but really Biscuit reveals an attitude towards disability and towards people and towards the impact of sort of language and the language that you use on about disability that I think is sort of distasteful and unhelpful. Biscuit, he promotes negative ideas and promoted a negative image of disability. He used Tourette's as an insult to Biscuit in a political arena. Not to acknowledge any of the challenges, any of the difficulties, or any of the actual reality that affects 200,000 to 300,000 Biscuit people with Tourette's in this country. Biscuit.
Jess, thank you very, very much for talking to us tonight. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Take care.